All right, this is Still Sober with me, John Rabin, and I hope you're doing all right. If you're a sober person, hope you're staying sober. If you're not a sober person, hope you're staying sane. It's nice outside. I'm at the age where now I see why older people talk about the weather, because it's, innocuous. I don't know. It's something to default to that, as long as you don't lean into climate change, there shouldn't be anything controversial about the weather when you talk to a random Yahoo, I guess. Regardless, it's nice outside here in Austin, Texas. It's, not that I wouldn't want to go out there. It's South by Southwest this week, so it's like there's a certain line of demarcation in the city. You're like, all right, somewhere around 45th Street, I'm not going to go any further south for any fucking reason this week. Not going to deal with it. And you don't have to anymore. Now it's anything that's cool that happens, they just post a video and you'll find it online. It'll pop up in your feed or something. So it's like Cheech and Chong showing up on stage, playing on stage at C-Boys. Like that showed up in my feed. That was cool. Like stuff like that. It's like, okay, you know, oh man, you missed it. Did not. Saw it on YouTube from while wearing jammies. In my jam jams, I saw the thing that you did. Granted, I didn't emotionally experience it like you, but I'm also older. So had I been there, I would have had a different experience than you. The whole time I'd be like, I want to go home. I did this shit already. That is the thing, by the way, is one of the things that encourages me to continue to be sober. Is it's really encouraging to, because you'll hear people, a lot of people complain about how things aren't, you know, things are changing. You know, things have changed. The city's not the way it used to be, or society's not the way it used to be. Everything's different. It's not as good as it was when I was younger. And it never is for everybody. Everybody, you know, because you were in your 20s. Now you're not, whatever you are. So yeah, it was better then. It's you know, nostalgia is great, but just understand that, yeah, things change. But also, as time goes on, you know, your memory changes of it, and it becomes, you know, you start romanticizing the past, and you just, you know, you cut out all the bullshit and you kind of keep all the good stuff. And, you know, man, it used to be great. And which, of course, when you're dealing with sobriety and recovery, you have to kind of, they always talk about, you know, play, you have to play the tape all the way through. You have to play the video all the way through. You can't just be thinking about all the good times you had. You have to remind yourself that the reason that you're not drinking, the reason you don't do drugs anymore, is all the bad stuff that came with it. You know, you got to play the whole picture, but I digress. But the thing that encourages me to not go back out there, besides everything else, yet another reason is how things have changed, that it's not as good as it used to be. The things are different. You can't just go back. You can't relive the past, because the past is no longer there. You're not going to go to your bar that you used to go to 20 years ago and expect to see the same people there. They've been replaced by younger versions of you and your crew. It's, you know, who are discovering their own little thing, and they'll look at you and go, who's the old fuck that's in my bar? And it's like, motherfucker, this is my bar. No, it isn't. Your bar was in the aughts. This is 2024. So you can't go relive, you know, you can't go back. And also, even if I was tempted, like let's say I was really tempted and just I broke down. Fucking trying to find parking. Like immediately, you're like, oh, I'm tempted to go drink. And you go, oh, I can't find parking. I guess I'll continue to be sober. Like that's turning a negative into a positive is the lack of decent, affordable parking. Which you shouldn't be driving down there anyway. Well, that's some old school thought thinking. I got to drive down there and have a few beers and then buzz drive home, especially with Uber. Now, it's already, even in my hypothetical, I'm being irresponsible. You see what I mean? You see why I don't drink? Besides all, you know, the arrests and the self-destruction. Also, when I play pretend in my head and give you a hypothetical, I'm doing it incorrectly even then. That's fucking hilarious. I can't believe that's so funny. I'm driving drunk in my hypothetical. I'm writing that down. You think I'm not going to use it? That has totally got to be the title. I even drive drunk in my hypothetical. Oh, man. That is perfect. Regardless. All right. So that is the thing also I was thinking about is how it's real easy to get caught up in that. In the whole, oh, these kids today. Oh, this, you know, movies and TVs, oh, it's not as good as it used to be. Everything's different. Well, it is. But you have to, the problem, what I've kind of realized about entertainment is that technology has allowed more people to do more stuff. That's why there's a million podcasts. That's why I don't call this a podcast. It's an audio diary, weekly diary. You know, I'm not interviewing a comedian buddy of mine who you've also never heard of, and we're like, oh, let's chuckle it up. You know, there's plenty of those. But that's the thing is that the technology has allowed so many people to make their art. And when you give a greater access to, you know, when you open the doors, you get more stuff. You get a lot of content, but that's all it is. It's quantity. It's not quality. The difficulty is not to just, the difficulty is to sift through shit to find golden nuggets. Sorry, that's just kind of grossed me out. Just the idea of sifting through poop to find gold, which implies that a living creature ate gold as well as just regular diet and then shit it out is what that, none of that. Wow, that's, I'm going to have to pause it right now because I've completely lost focus because I'm thinking about that, what I just said, and that's weird. What? Hold on. Give me a second. All right. Sorry about that. It's gold mining. Sifting through rocks and rubble and dirt. Not shit. I just apparently like to use shit as a noun, another word for it. I'm a synonym for actual words I should probably use. Anyway, I think that's the deal. It's not that there's less good stuff. It's just that the good stuff is surrounded by a ton of really, really poorly written, badly acted, thrown together crap. Just derivative of things that you've seen. It's like a Hallmark movie and all the other Hallmark movies are the same as the Hallmark movie, but Hollywood is all, you know, it's, you know, streaming services. Like, oh, can you get me that series that is like every other series? And, you know, Marvel putting out TV shows that are subpar, just like the previous one, but with, you know, just all this different kind. You just got to sift through and just go, okay. And if you can't find something that you like, which you should, Guy Ritchie has a show on Netflix now. So if you like dude shit, like I like dude shit, you'll like that movie, that show, The Gentleman, that's on Netflix. You got that. There are different series out there. There's stuff out there. There's the Traitors on Peacock. I'm about to start the Traitors from the UK because the US one is great. That's a reality show I actually like. It doesn't matter that the reality show is full of contestants from like Big Brother and Survivor and Real Housewives and MTV and The Bachelor. Like, it's, that might be a bonus for other people. I don't know who any of those fucking people are, but the show is great. I'm sure I've talked about that, but there's stuff. You just got to dig through it, you know, or don't, and just watch YouTube videos. Just kind of like, I don't feel like watching anything. I'm just going to watch a bunch of YouTube. But it's, I don't know. It's just, I think the same thing with music. There's so much music out there that, you know, and whatever trending, you know, sounds different, you know, different, you know, the sounds change all the time. So like, so if you're my age, you're not going to like hip hop, like recent, like you're like, every time I discover a new hip hop artist, it's not new. It's from 2013 or some shit. Like, it's like, I'm just now getting around to it and going, ooh, who's this new artist named Vince Staples? And like, that's not new, motherfucker. That's a 7-year-old album. I'm like, oh shit, who's this new rock band I just discovered? The Idols. They're not new. Thanks for showing up. It's like, okay. It's like, ooh, Five Finger Death Punch, you say? I like a couple of their songs. Is that a new band? Wrong again, sir. The lead singer might be just a few years younger than you. You just finally came around. Oh, all right. Well, that's fine. All that being said, I am a sucker for nostalgia, and I think at my age, it's fine. Like, if I decide to wall off all of the entertainment and just go back and just hang out in the 90s, entertainment-wise, I should do that. I won't for very long, but I mean, that's one of the good things about, that's another good thing about technology, is it allows you to be nostalgic. You can go on fucking Prime Video. I think it's actually maybe under Paramount Plus. I'm actually going to check Amazon. Let's see, which one is it? Let's go Prime Video. Yes. Nope. Prime Video. There we are. So let me see who it is. I know you're there. Nope. Yes. It is Prime Video, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, let's. You want to go back and watch Magnum PI from 1980, from the early 80s? If you're my age, love Magnum. And sure enough, it's, you can, let's see, you can, yeah, it's got all 8 seasons on here. That's fucking great. I've watched a few. So you just kind of available to buy. Oh, never mind. This is, I don't want to buy it. I want to watch it. That must be. Anyway, I've just disproved my own theory. Okay, if I wanted to, oh, I can buy the entire season for $2.49. Holy shit, I can? Holy cow. Oh, no, you can buy an episode for $0. That's the promotion right now. What the hell is going on here with Prime? Anyway. Wow, how much time have I wasted? Good, good. I've totally killed time. My point is this. Be ready for your nostalgia to kind of be crushed a little bit, because some things live up to your memory of it. Some things hold, you know, they hold up. Magnum P.I. really doesn't. It does, but it doesn't. It's not as good as I remember it, but it's still, the nostalgia kick keeps me through and I enjoy it. But like that, but that's the whole thing, is that I can totally do that. And I think I've made it this far and I should be allowed to. As long as you know what you're, you know, it's like, I'm not interested in seeing something new. I'm going to watch what I liked. And a little bit of that is a control issue thing, because it's things I've seen before and it keeps me comfortable, because seeing something new gets me out of my comfort zone and I don't like not knowing what's going to happen. I'm one of those people that likes to read spoilers because I'd rather know what happens instead of having anxiety about going, well, what the fuck's going to happen? That's not exciting to me. What's exciting to me is actually watching the thing after I know what's happening. It's weird. I don't know why I do it, but that's how I am. So my point is this, I have no point. Other than to say, rather than complain about how new shit sucks, just go back and like, listen to this shit that you like. And there's so much, but that's that other thing, is there's so much stuff out there that even if you don't like the new stuff, you can go back and discover things that you missed the first time around. Like that's how I came across Fugazi. That's how I came across Mastodon. Like these different bands in widely different range of genres of rock and hard rock and punk and different things. I'm just like, oh shit, I've never heard this. And you know, it's new to me. That's about it. I mean, that's why it's so funny that that show Suits got this like rebirth, is because nobody saw it on USA Network at the time, kind of like Burn Notice. You know how many people have seen Burn Notice? Like not that many. Or maybe they think they, you know, like I've asked people this, have you ever watched Burn Notice? And everybody's like, no. Like a lot of people saw this show. How am I the only one that watched this fucking show? By the way, Burn Notice, also on Prime. You can watch that whenever you want. I think my overall arching point, if I was to find one, because I don't think I have one, but if I had one, I think it would be that use the resources that we have available to enjoy your nostalgia. Don't use nostalgia to attack other things, because that just, it gets you wound up for no reason. Well, look at the bright side of nostalgia, I guess. I don't know. Do that. Also, I think the other thing I wanted to mention real quick before I call it a night is I used to think that, and I still do, but I just realized what the benefit of talking shit online could be, which is this. Like, my big complaint about it is that used to, before comment sections before message boards turned into, chat that turned into, like, that just became, you know, social media posts that became, you know, then Reddit and different other things. And used to, if you had a complaint and you had to write a fucking letter and you had to send it to a newspaper and see if it actually got published. Most people didn't want to write a letter every time they were upset. So what they did, besides talk shit to their buddies, is, I mean, that's the whole thing, is you would come home and you would bitch about the government to your spouse. It's what I watched my dad do growing up. It's the whole time. My dad worked at the school. Used to hear him bitch about the school board, the superintendent. Yeah, like, that's, I mean, that's the whole, you bitch at home so that you can then go back out and have to deal with everybody. Of course, it seems to me that it's, that, and I don't do that. I actually do the opposite, which is, if there's a problem that I'm dealing with when I'm at work, or something bugs me, I tend to vocalize it almost immediately instead of holding it in. Like, I mean, within reason, but like I let it fly, because that way it's not in me. That way I don't hold on to it, so that when I come home, I don't tell my wife about it. Because by the time I get home, it doesn't bother me anymore. I've already gotten it out. Like, really, like, big issues that don't get resolved, I'll tell my wife about it. But for the most part, a lot of the nitpicky bullshit that she doesn't care about. Because a lot of the things that you want to complain about that happen at work, in order for you to explain what's going on, you have to give a backstory to a bunch of bullshit that nobody cares about. You're like, all right, let me tell you first. First, I have to explain what I do. Then I have to explain who these people are. You bored yet? Yeah. Well, too late. So now I need to go into explaining how our business is run and how the logistics in this business turn this way. Like, you have to do a whole lot of setup for hardly any payoff about this one thing that you want to bitch. It's much easier just to bitch to somebody you work with, because they've got all the background. You don't have to go into it. You just go, hey, do you know what Jeff did? And then they go, oh fuck, what did Jeff do now? And then you just go right into it. So I think that one of the benefits, if you use it correctly, if something's bothering you, rather than just dump it all on your loved ones, that actually, if you complain about it properly in the correct forum, not just on the comment on a random YouTube video of, like, kittens, and you're like, let me tell you what the government is doing to kittens, like, whatever. Don't. If you find the right outlet for it, then you don't have to dump your bullshit onto people that you actually care about, and you can actually, they can enjoy the good parts of you, not the complaining parts of you. Does that make sense? Like, still, I still think that, you know, it, I still think it's poison. Social media and arguing online and all that, but I can at least see the benefit of doing it, in that you save the people that you do care about the annoyance and the uncomfortable shit that you talk about when you talk online, rather than directly to them. That makes more sense to me. So that I see the benefit. But in general, I think, though, that it's almost a good idea that if you're, you know, that you should maintain a little bit of awareness that when you are complaining about your day or talking about your day to somebody who cares about you, that see if you're bringing their mood down. Because if they're not in the mood for it, you dumping on them something that honestly, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't matter. That maybe you just keep it. Maybe you just, you know, how was your day? You just go, ah, it's fine. You just save them that. You know, save them having to hear something that really doesn't matter. Maybe don't do that every day, but, you know, but I think it's a good thing to just maintain that kind of awareness to like, ah, do I want to dump this on somebody else? Do I want to make this their burden? Do I want to burden somebody with this just so I feel better? Seems a little selfish because they seem like they'd be better off not hearing this. I did that today and it, cause I noticed, I was like, oh, my wife's not in the mood. I don't think I'll share this particular issue because it doesn't matter, you know, just cause it's bothering me. I'm like, ah. And I wonder if we need to do that more sometimes, just kind of read the room and then decide, do they need to hear this? Probably not. I don't know. Just a thought. I'm doing all right. By the way, tomorrow I can start to lift over 10 pounds. I'm not going to jump, you know, I'm not going to dive head first into working hard and doing 12 to 13,000 steps a day like I do at work. I'm going to ease into it, but at least I can, you know, I can start leaning into normal tomorrow. So that's cool. So, stillsoberpod@gmail.com for any questions or comments that are positive to neutral. And, thank you. We'll see you next week. Hang in there. Later. Disconnect the telephone line. Gotta get away, gotta get away, get away, gotta get away, for the Lord called me to stay on.